today pretty good indication of the depth you have in your offense at this point in the
season? Yeah. A lot of different guys are contributing at the moment. I mean, you look at today's game and Nolan stepped up. Mercado, really good game out of him. Five ribbies. He just continues to figure out a way to create havoc one way or another. And, I mean, Eddie had a good day as well. So overall, you're getting contributions from different guys every day, and it's been good.
What kind of dimension does Mercado bring to this roster right now? It's the guy who has his skill set.
He has several different ways of beating you, and he plays a really good defense. You can play him in all three positions in the outfield. He's good on the bases, and he's taking a good at-bat right now. So we're liking it.
Anything about what this team looked like the last time you saw the Dodgers in L.A., anything about what you guys look like now? What are the biggest differences?
Confidence, and there's a lot more trust, and it's showing. This game has a lot of different emotions to it, and right now, these guys are trusting one another. They're playing with a heck of a lot of confidence, and it's showing. All the pieces are coming together. Bullpen, Verhagen today, unbelievable job to get us to the back end there. And then, when you look at Jack's outing, I mean, you could sit here and look at his fastball percentage for strikes, but there were a lot of close pitches clipping the zone. So, yeah.
And the one against Peralta was very close in that regard. If he gets out of that inning, his line's a little different. Either way, can you talk about just him navigating that whole inning?
Yeah, it's a tough lineup, and he navigated it well. Didn't get a couple calls, didn't go our way. And then the Hayward at bat was a lengthy at bat that drove the pitch count up. But overall, I actually felt like he did a pretty nice job.
Yeah. The swing and miss slider.
Yeah, had over 30% whiff rate with the slider. Had a good feel for it today. So mixing some changeups as well. Yeah.
With Paul DeJong, last year when he came up, he had a stretch where he was smoking hot. Why do you think it's going to be different this year? This won't just be a stretch. This is the Paul DeJong 3 or 4 years ago.
I would say, and we've talked a little bit about it, two things come to mind with Paul. One is the real adjustments that were made in the offseason mechanically. But two, I feel like this is the first offseason he went into it and really with a different mentality. It's hard when you get beat up over a couple years of not performing, and you hear the noise and sometimes you buy into it, and he did a really nice job of just clean slate, forget what people are saying, I'm going to go in there and just do my job, and it's showing. Yeah.
Paul, you mentioned Mercado. How big a spot was it that first double season going down over to the first shot, you guys being
able to
make more on that?
Yeah, he got two that he swung over the top of, and then he scooted up in the box, caught it out front, and good adjustment by him. That was a big swing, and it gave the rest of the guys confidence. He took another good at-bat later and drove it through the six hole, and then the two-run single to right. But overall, he's putting the bat on the ball, and he's done a really nice job.
Paul, yeah. You're throwing out a lot of different names, Mercado, DeJong, Flaherty, guys who have really stepped up. And there are other examples. But when you look at that and those players, is there one that maybe you're not surprised by, but that you look and you're very proud of and how they've been able to step up this season?
Several come to mind, but it's fun to watch Mercado come back to where it all started and be able to contribute immediately to the club that drafted him. That's obviously a bright spot. But like I said earlier, you got a good team when somebody different is contributing every night. To the question earlier, there's some depth there. Yeah.
You mentioned that the team is playing well because they are confident in themselves and trusting themselves too. Was there a point in the last 3 weeks that changed for the better?
Be honest with you. I mean, even when we were struggling, we continue to say that that clubhouse is in a good spot. They were frustrated, but that's different than kind of caving and giving in. There's a big difference there, and we meant it when we said, yeah, we're frustrated, but we're going through this together, and we're coming out of it.
During this hot stretch, you guys have faced Clayton Kershaw, Corbin Burns, Corey Kluber, Julio Urias, Chris Sale, Freddie Peralta, and won all of those games. What does it say about this offense that you guys can match up against some of the better guys out there?
They're real. A real offense. They're coming together, and a lot of different guys in that lineup, including our bench, could beat you, and it's showing, and it's going to be a lot of fun to watch. Yeah.
How would you describe just what you guys are doing
I wish I can say there's this big difference, and but the reality is you got a bunch of guys that know what they're capable of doing, and regardless of when it's going well or not, like, they're consistent. I think that's the best way to be described, is these guys show up and they're the same every day, regardless of if we lost or if we won. And you go in that clubhouse and you're going to see a bunch of confident dudes walking around. And so not a huge difference. It's all starting to come together, though.